Hello and welcome to another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. Guys, week 16 is over and the NFL playoff picture is getting clearer by the day. Nick, let's get it going.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers were beaten by the Houston Texans.
We both hate Jameis Winston.
Jameis Winston, man. Jameis, middle name Winston.
25-48. It felt like 25-70. Four picks. I don't know what this team's going to do, but...
Four interceptions and a pick six.
I guess congratulations to Houston for locking up. You know what's crazy, though, is that as bad as the Bucks, as Jameis played, the defense played pretty well to keep them in the game. And Houston didn't look that... Houston, after this game, looks like they're stumbling their way into the playoffs.
I can't get past Jameis Winston, man.
We
all knew he was due for a bad game, but you couldn't bench him in your fantasy championships, and we all suffered.
Yeah, and then it's whatever, man. It stinks. But yeah, I mean, gutsy win for the Texans, I guess.
You sure?
They stumbled. I don't even think they stumbled into a win, but they win the AFC South, and at the end of the day,
that division
all
is
that
garbage.
Matters. It's a mess. So yeah, going on, the Buffalo Bills lose to the New England Patriots. Patriots win 24-17 and lock up the AFC East, and potentially can lock up the two
second
seed.
Round bye.
Yeah,
first round bye, second seed. Yeah, my bad.
With a win this Sunday, but the Bills already locked up a playoff spot, so there's not really much to play for now for them. But I mean, you know, it was a tough game, and it was a battle till the end. But there's not really much to say. I'm still very worried about the Patriots offense, but they, you know, Sony ran well. That was a nice thing. For me, that was nice to see that we finally got a good rushing performance out of him. He's been struggling all year.
Boring game.
Yeah. Moving on, the 49ers defeat the Rams 34-31. And I'm pretty sure, are they now? They're not the one seed, though, right?
49ers are currently the one seed.
The one seed, yeah, they are.
And, but they haven't locked anything up yet. They've locked the division. No, they haven't locked the division
up. No.
They've locked up a playoff berth.
Man, it's going to be interesting. Which we'll preview the Sunday night game in a little, but yeah, 49ers, a good win. I think the Rams are officially out now,
they're
right?
Eliminated, yes.
I felt like they were eliminated months ago, and now, I mean, they got out to a lead, and I don't know, man. It's crazy because, like, you know, there's such thing as win now, but like, their win now window is
it might be over.
Like their Super Bowl window might have been 2 years with all the contracts that they have, with all the draft picks they're out of, and it just seems like we entered the decade kind of Seahawks 49ers in a way, and it's pretty interesting that we're sending off the decade with the Seahawks and 49ers being the best teams into that division. But yeah, it's 49ers lock it up, or I guess lock up a game in which they lock up a division championship.
There we go.
Next week. There, yeah, I had to stumble in my way there. But yeah, there's not much to say about this game.
Yeah. Overall, the NFC playoffs are looking a lot more clear than the AFC is.
Well, I think it's looking... I mean, there's still a lot of...
A lot of the seeding is up for debate, but we know the six teams that will be in.
Yeah, yeah.
Barring a Philly special.
Oh, man. Yeah, you're right. Moving on, the Falcons defeat the Jaguars.
I mean, who cares? This is playoff time. We don't care. The Ravens, they beat the Browns. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Saints beat the Titans. Titans got to hope for a miracle. Panthers beat the Colts. Who cares? Dolphins beat the Bengals. Bengals get the one pick. Steelers beat the Jets. Or Jets beat the Steelers. Kind of important because the Steelers probably I can't say probably miss the playoffs because they're still technically in, aren't they? They're the 6th seed right now?
No, the Titans are.
The Titans are the 6th seed? Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. I don't think the Titans make the playoffs at this point.
I'd just like to say that the Titans, Steelers, and Raiders are all in playoff contention.
Yeah, that's...
Depending on the results.
We'll see who we think is going to make it based on who we pick for this Week 17 slate, but...
Yeah,
we'll see.
But, okay. Yeah, I mean, the Titans... we talked about the Steelers, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're... Bless his heart. Bless Mike God Tomlin's bless him. Heart. The fact that you have to, in mid-game, you have to go like, oh, we have to make a drastic decision to help our offense. Mason, get in there! And it's just, it's Mason Rudolph, and then you're stuck, but yeah. Bless his heart, man. He's coaching his ass off.
Mike Tomlin's a great coach. I'm going to breeze through the rest of these non-playoff important matchups. The Giants beat the Redskins, cool. Broncos beat the Lions, okay.
The Raiders beat the Chargers, which is...
The rest of these are pretty playoff relevant. The Raiders beat the Chargers, gave them one last gasp at playoffs.
Josh Jacobs might be back too, so that's
interesting.
Yeah, it's going to be big for them if he returns.
I guess this one isn't very big for the playoffs. Chiefs beat the Bears, expected outcome. Bears have been eliminated already. The Cardinals beating the Seahawks really threw a wrench into things for the NFC West.
So. Do the Seahawks have any chance at the one?
I'll do it now. The one seed can only go to the 49ers, the Seahawks, and the Packers. If the 49ers win, they get the one seed. It win and it's theirs. If the 49ers lose and the Packers win, it goes to the Packers regardless of the Seahawks. Seahawks are playing the 49ers. So a 49ers loss and a Packers win gives the one seed to the Packers. A Seahawks win and a Packers loss gives the one seed to the Seahawks, and a 49ers win guarantees them the one seed. Saints are locked into the 3.
Which, I mean, they get the – they're not locking up the home.
Saints are locked into the 3 because the 4 is going to the winner of the NFC East. Speaking of the NFC East – the Eagles beat the Cowboys in an absolutely atrocious game. But big win for the Eagles. Carson Wentz is playing with nobodies.
Dude, if the Eagles get in the playoffs, it's going to be absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
Unless Aguilar and Alshon, I don't know if they're still. I don't know what they're up to.
I don't know either. Is Alshon going to
play? I legit don't know who's playing for the Eagles receivers because they're either all hurt.
When they played the Cowboys, the number 1 was Greg Ward, and the number 2 was Arcega.
I mean, they are stumbling, but
it's that division, man.
It's that division, bro. It's just such a crime against the rest of the NFC.
Yeah, I know.
That division, like, you know, for all the shit that we're going to talk about Kirk Cousins in a bit, for all the shit that we talk about Goff or Trubisky, let me not include Trubisky. For all the shit we talk about Goff and Kirk Cousins, man. Like, the Rams, I think, if they were in the NFC East, they'd be pretty good. Other than that Cowboys loss, though. That was rough.
Yeah.
But the Vikings, for sure. I mean, like, if the Vikings, you put them in the NFC East, they destroyed the Eagles earlier, so... I don't know. It's such a bad division.
It really is a travesty what they're able to pull off in this division.
We entered the... Remember, like, to start, we had RG3. Like, it was, like, that Redskin team that beat the Cowboys to finish 9-7 to get a home playoff game.
Yep.
I think it was Seattle that they played.
And they they got beat by Seattle.
The Giants always got... The Giants would get home playoff games. Like... It's just such a disgusting
all these 8-8 records. God. Like, anyways. Let's move this on. The Eagles have a high percentage chance to win that division. They get the 4 seed. The loser of the Seahawks 49ers is given the 5, and the Vikings have been locked into the 6. The loss on Monday Night Football.
Dun, 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 dun.
To your Green Bay Packers.
Kirk Cousins, man. They're not winning a road playoff game.
Kirk Cousins. Let me tell you about Kirk Cousins.
They're not winning a road playoff
game at all. Week one, when I said this man was a bum, I was right.
Statistically, man, he just improved. So he did decently, and it was against all these shitty teams.
These shitty 1 o'clock teams. It doesn't matter. When the lights are brightest and the money's on the line, he can't get it done. He can't do it.
Which really leads me to think, right? You know, in the NFL, you could think about teams that are capped in a way by their quarterbacks. For example, the Steelers are capped. The Bills,
no, I don't think so.
I don't think they're capped. I do think that, you know,
the three most egregious teams with this, it's the Steelers, the Bears, and the Vikings.
I mean, like, because at least Goff, if you get him we saw, for all the shit we talk, you get him an offensive line, he'll be okay. He can work with it. You get him a decent offensive line. Bro, I don't know if the Bears have a great defense. Last year, they had a great defense. And Trubisky, it's Mr. Trubisky. You have fucking Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges out here ruining an amazing Steelers defense. And ruining Juju, who was a great receiver.
Yeah. I do 16 of 31, 122, one touchdown, one interception for Kirk Cousins.
And I mean, weren't they? Didn't they? I didn't get to really watch this game, but didn't they go to like a 10-0 lead?
It was 10-3. 10-3 Vikings at one point. All Vikings points came off Packer turnovers. They didn't score on their own offensive possession.
And I remember, like, reading, you know, you and Hayden were talking about the game in the chat, but, like, it's not like the Packers
were... Oh, God, no. The Packers
not help.
The Packers were terrible for three quarters. They were great in the fourth quarter, but they were terrible for three quarters. It's like
they weren't helping the Vikings win.
Played like Garbo. So, fumbles. I think they fumbled five times, lost three of them. So, or no. Fumbled four, lost two, plus a Rodgers pick. Very rare.
So, yeah, and that's just the Vikings offense not being able to make up on. And you know, they don't have Dalvin Cook or Alexander Mattison. They don't have, you know.
If you lose one player, your whole offense can't just shut down. Barring a quarterback.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You have an $80 million quarterback. Yeah. You have one of the highest paid players in the league, and your offense shuts down as soon as you lose your starting running back. And usually running back's the position that's easiest to make up for. It's one of the most replaceable positions. So it's just pretty funny seeing that the Vikings are stumbling their way through into the playoffs. Not really stumbling, but their record doesn't really indicate how amazing they're not.
So it's been another bad Kirk Cousins stat. He averaged less than 4 yards per attempt this game. Less than 4 yards a pass attempt.
That is
atrocious.
New Orleans plays Minnesota in the playoffs at the moment with how the standings are. Man, you know what's the funny thing?
They really
Minnesota won this game with Case Keenum.
Wait, hang on. I believe it's a guarantee.
It is
a guarantee. The Saints can't move to the two, right? Even with a tie, they can't move to the two. And they can't drop to the four because garbage NFC East. Vikings can't move up, and they can't move out of the playoffs. So we're going to have Saints-Vikings in New Orleans.
Is there any indication of Dalvin Cook or Alexander?
I can't imagine.
I think – wait, hold up. I think, yeah, Dalvin Cook was for sure reported out for the last two games. So it's more seeing what happens to Alexander Mattison because Matt Boone was not it.
No, he wasn't. And hang on, I want to make before we move on to the some other topics. My bold proclamation: this Packers defense is a Super Bowl tier defense. I'll say it. This is a nasty defense.
I mean, if you're able to keep a team to score to only 10 points after your offense allowing a bunch of turnovers.
Give them two possessions inside the 20. So you don't, Smith, what a player.
You're not afraid if you play like a team like the Saints or something like that.
Oh, hell no, I'm scared of the Saints. Granted, they'd be playing in Lambeau, so.
Yeah.
This Packers run defense has impressed me, though. They've got a young defensive tackle named Tyler Lancaster, who is a stud against the run. So, we'll see. He's missed 5 games this year. All 5 games gave up over 100 yards rushing.
That's an interesting stat.
He can't do anything else. Granted, he's white B.J. Raji, if you want to go there. But this man just sits there and plugs the A, B, C, D, E, and F gaps. He just plugs them. He plugs all the holes, if you understand my euphemism.
So, is there any playoff... If there's one team that you think deserves to be in the playoffs that's not in them, who would you say?
Well, conventional me says none, because if you're not in the playoffs, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. But...
I wish the Bears stumbled their way into the playoffs.
I was thinking the Bears, but I mean, they're not worthy of being in the playoffs.
See, here's my
thing. The Eagles are worthy of being in the playoffs.
No. But I was gonna say, I think that if you put the Bears and you slip them in right there at that 5 seed, right? They play Philly. I think they beat Philly this year. Last year, the double doink. Mm. But I think that that's just
honestly. I'm going to say
offense, man.
It is. I'd say the Cowboys, solely because of the matchups they could provide. Like, the Cowboys make every matchup better just because you either love the Cowboys or you hate the Cowboys. They make, like, I hate playing the Cowboys. They make Packer games more fun to watch, though. Like, those Packer-Cowboy playoff games of the last few years have been, like, those have been memorable events.
Well, the last two, I mean, we had the Rodgers comeback where it was like, what, a minute something? And the Jared Cook toe tap. And then the time before that was the Dez Bryant catch/no catch.
Even the regular season games are super entertaining.
Like, I thought this year's was a blowout, though. I didn't get to watch it.
It was, and then the Cowboys made it close-ish in garbage time. I just think the Cowboys make games entertaining because they're the Dallas Cowboys.
I don't know. The idea of Jerry Jones suffering is pretty funny.
It is.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
If I was talking AFC, I'd say the Titans, just because I think they could make noise in the playoffs, even though they have a good chance of making it.
They have the defense for it. And Tannehill's
I want to see Tannehill play in the playoffs again.
It's just Derek. It's just Derek Henry with his health. That's
it's a concern.
But I think he might be back this game. I'm not sure. I really hope Oakland doesn't make the playoffs, not because I'm scared of them. I'm not. I just think that they have no business playing in the playoffs. I still didn't even know that they had a chance at playoffs.
Dude, their scenario is ridiculous. And honestly, I think it happens.
What's their scenario?
I'll have to go find it. I believe I saved it on Twitter. Are we going to do anything else? But pick the next week games?
Nah. We could go over some playoff scenarios. I think it'd be funny.
So going into week 16, this is what they needed. They needed the Steelers to lose, which they did. They needed the Colts to win, which they did. The Browns had to lose final games.
Mm.
Oh, wait, no. No, the Browns had to lose one of their final two games, and the Browns lost. The Titans had to lose, which they did. And the Raiders had to win, which they did. That was all in week 16. All of those happened. Now in week 17, the Raiders have to win. The Ravens have to beat the Steelers. The Texans have to beat the Titans. The Colts have to beat the Jaguars. And the Browns have to beat the Bengals. If all of it happens, the Raiders are the 6th seed via 3-way tiebreaker.
My gosh.
Yep. I want it to happen. And I honestly, it might. The only one I'm kind of scared of, the Titans and the Steelers both fighting for their playoff lives might throw a wrench into this, because the Steelers against the Ravens backup team should be able to win a close one. And I think the same thing for the Titans against the Texans, even though the Texans probably play their starters. It'll be interesting.
I'll tell you this. I think that the Steelers, who would they play? They'd either play the Chiefs or the – I feel like – no, the Bills are the 5 seed for sure, I'm pretty sure.
I might have a hot take for you in a second. Yeah, finish what you're saying though.
Oh no, my hot take was gonna be I think the Titans or Steelers. The Steelers is a very low chance, But I think one of those teams steals one in the playoffs.
So, okay, so my follow-up was going to be, if the Steelers get in and
they get the Texans?
Well, hang on. I was thinking, just God forbid, Miami in Foxborough pulls it out. Ryan Tannehill to Devontae Parker for 3 touchdowns.
Fitzpatrick.
Who did I say?
You said Tannehill. You're good, though.
Oh, God. The memories.
Oh, man. No, 3 touchdowns. If Devontae Parker, who's having the fifth-year breakout,
the does that on breakout.
Stephon Gilmore, I'm going to be pissed.
If the Patriots somehow lose to the Dolphins, putting them into 3, and we get Patriots-Steelers, that is going to be one hell of a playoff game. It's going to be – we're talking some 2-3 scoregami type game.
It's going to be – I mean, like –
I don't think that'll happen.
God bless the Pats having a defense this year, man, because I honestly do think, like, the Steelers' defense is great. They're just such – they're an offense – they're a decent quarterback from being
– elite.
Yeah. Which I don't know how Ben will come back next year. I don't know
what – somebody get them Ryan Tannehill.
But yeah, the Titans could pull off some surprises. So I'm really – yeah. I'm curious as to that 6 seed. I mean, I think they're gonna get Kansas City, but
Titans versus Patriots. Oh no, Patriots! If I think the Patriots win, Patriots get the 2 seed, Chiefs get the 3. Chiefs versus Titans, round 1. That is a good matchup.
That'd be a fun one.
That is a very good matchup, dude. There's gonna be 80-yard touchdowns going left and right.
It'll be interesting, including now at the It'll just be interesting seeing it because the Titans, I mean, they have some explosive guys. Like, AJ Brown is a beast.
He's something.
The crazy thing is, I would have never known this stat if it wasn't for fantasy. I did not know the Chiefs had, like, the best defense pass against defense. Receivers. Yeah. Yep.
You would have never thought that. Defenses this year.
So, it'll be interesting to see how who's the last team to get in because –
yeah,
you know we're always due for one for an upset.
Yeah,
in the playoffs. So yeah, all right. Well, let's get into this pigskin pick'em.
Yep.
So
I'll lead us off from the top. Green Bay Packers playing.
Well, it's Falcons Buccaneers for me, but I can go to the Packers.
We'll just go off what I have because I'm a Packers fan. I do have them listed first. The Packers are playing the Lions. Green Bay by 12.5, according to Vegas. The Packers take this game. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you're still playing to keep your 2 seed. So
they're playing for the 1 seed.
Oh shit!
Seahawks beating the Niners in Seattle. I don't think that's far fetched at all.
No, I know who I'm picking later. Well, you know who I'm picking too.
Yep.
But yeah, they're you know what team to play 12.5 though. Oh.
That's interesting,
but you know
I don't know what to think because part of me said like that's too much because the Packers may bench starters after they get a lead, but I'm like they can't risk giving anything up, so they might just have to pedal like push all the way to the end. I always get nervous with large lines like that though, especially for the Packers because the Packers can't physically play a not close game.
Here's my thing when it comes to like if you're the 1 or 2, right, you want the home field advantage, but at some certain point, right, like let's say you're up like a good amount, like 2 scores, and not 2, like 3. You're up like 21-3 or something like that. You give them like halfway through the third. I'm like, yeah, I might have to go play on the road. I have a bye week.
No, really if you're in contention between the 1 and the 2, you definitely fight for the 1.
Yeah,
because it's what the Green Bay Packers struggles or Aaron Rodgers struggles in California are well documented, and I don't need them to go get smashed by the Niners again. So get that home field, go play 2 nice cushy home games in ice cold Lambeau.
Is cushy the right word for the frozen tundra?
It is for the Packers. It's not cushy for the nice warm weather Santa Clara 49ers.
Oh man,
dude! Oh god, we get the nice dome Saints up there and some nice -8 degree wind chill. Ooh.
Well, I think I read out that stat last week where it was like all like 7 of 8. I guess now it's like 7 of Drew Brees' 9 games that he's played this year. I think have all been in domes.
In domes, yeah. This Tennessee one was only his second.
So
he played outside.
You know, that's
especially
one
old
that's
man
an
Drew.
Interesting stat.
We'll see how good Michael Thomas does when he's got to go play in the snow. I love Michael Thomas though. Congratulations, Michael Thomas. broke the all-time receptions in a season record by Marvin Harrison. Good job, buddy. I love you.
All right. I'll take Tampa Bay in this one. Jameis Redemption over the game. Falcons? Oh, yeah, God. The Jameis Redemption game a week after.
He's about to go to 8 touchdowns, 7,500 yards in one game.
Well, so I think that they were like 4-1 or 5-1 in every game that he'd thrown a pick in opening drive. And of course, the one game we need him, he loses. And he throws like 4 picks. Yeah, he's bound for like a 6 touchdown, 2 interception performance here. The Jameis Winston masterclass.
Oh, no. Well, fantasy football is over, so I can watch football.
No, I'm in a 2-week playoff, actually.
So God.
Yeah, bro. I didn't know either until
I can enjoy football again.
Yeah. Let's see. Jets, Bills.
I do have a story for our audience at the end of this, if they want to stick around and listen. A sad tale.
Jets, Bills. I pick the Bills out of automatically, but...
I think the Bills are going to win.
But they do have an incentive on resting a little because they're locked in.
I think they're going to play their starters throughout. I think they're going to win comfortably, not in a blowout fashion, though.
But yeah. Bears-Vikings.
The Vikings honestly have nothing to play for.
Yeah,
which makes me think the Bears are going to win.
Yeah, I'll take Chicago in this one.
Chicago doesn't have anything to play for either, though. I still think the Bears are going to win.
Pride?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, I don't know. I have a lot of questions as to how this offseason is going to go for Chicago because Matt Nagy didn't really – last year their offense wasn't great, but it wasn't horrible.
It wasn't this.
It wasn't – yeah. It they're not capped. Like, now, you get the ball – like, if you even get – you can get a lead on the Bears – if you even get like a 2-possession lead, if you can get to 10 points on the Bears, you're
probably safe.
Yeah, you're probably safe because I can't see Mitchell Trubisky get like the 10 points are gonna have to come from the Bears defense, not the 10. One of those touchdowns is gonna have to come from like the Bears defense.
The defense has to make up for the offensive scoring.
And the thing is that the offense doesn't score enough.
Yeah,
at all, they're abysmal.
All right, let's blow through the rest of these irrelevant 1 o'clock games. Browns Bengals.
Oh, my bad. Yeah, no, you're good. Browns Bengals. What are the chances the Bengals winning would put such a beautiful bow tie on it?
Browns are gonna win.
I'll take the Bengals. Just for shits and giggles.
I think it's gonna be Browns mostly because the Raiders playoff scenario. It's beautiful, and I want it to happen.
Chargers, Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah, the Chiefs. They're gonna fight for this because they won't know the outcome of their playoff scenario until it's... Actually, no, they won't. They'll know by the time their game ends, probably because Patriots play the same time.
Yeah,
they're still gonna fight for that 2 seed as long as they can.
They're gonna be looking at the scoreboard, so
yeah, they'll fight to the end of the game for that 2 seed.
Yeah, Patriots, Dolphins. I'll take New England in this one
because I believe. Hang on, I wonder if the Chiefs lose and go to 11-5, and the Texans win and go to 11-5. Who holds that tiebreaker?
Oh, I can look that up right now.
Do it right
I'm on the playoff machine, so
yeah.
I'm entering.
Do that right now.
Let's see where are the Texans.
A Texans dub and a Chiefs L.
So, assuming that the Texans would still be the 4th seed,
they would. Okay, so the Chiefs probably hold the better in conference record or record against like opponents. Something along those lines. So
yeah.
There's no risk.
I'm pretty sure.
The Chiefs have no risk of losing.
Let me see the tiebreaker. It's not showing why. I think I have to pick all the games. So after I pick all my results, I'll tell you. Because I'm going to pick the Texans to win anyways.
Okay.
Let's see. Saints. Saints.
See the Saints. They're gonna play for their pride.
Let's see, Redskins Cowboys. Now this one will be funny.
I think the Cowboys win, and it's gonna be very close. They're not gonna blow out the Redskins.
Well, I think isn't Keenum gonna have to play this one? I want to say he will because
I'm not
Haskins
sure.
Was hurt last week.
I'm not sure. I just don't think. I think the Cowboys are gonna have to go down to late fourth quarter to get this win. And I think
Cowboys
the Eagles are going to win anyways.
Points. Cowboys 11-point favorites, by the way.
Take the under on that. I think the under.
That's an interesting one. Wow.
I don't like that.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I bet the under on that. That's not a crazy line. Like, you bet the mortgage. But, I don't like that line.
You know, I don't know if you do, if you say the same thing. I feel like, you know, I think that the hottest coaching jobs, the hottest jobs for coaches, is it's looking like, I guess, the Panthers, Cowboys, and then the Browns, I want to say.
What other coaching jobs are we sure they're going
to
be?
My thing is this, right? How would you want to go to Dallas as a head coach? They have the talent. They have talented offensive players. But I'm really wondering is if Jerry Jones and his, you know, style of management, his style of just – or him just wanting to be involved in everything, I wonder how much it's going to hinder him. Because they can't keep Jason Garrett.
No, he's done. Not, he's gone.
Not after, you know, you lose to the Eagles 17-9. We've seen the Cowboys lose so many division-deciding games in this decade. I mean, the Giants, Redskins, Eagles now. I mean, there are a bunch of games that they've lost that have just been sad to end the season. And Jason Garrett has survived them all. He shouldn't have, but and that's with, I mean, you know, the Redskins have a playoff appearance. The Cowboys have what? They have like two or three this decade?
Yeah.
They have three. But you have two teams in that division that have won a Super Bowl with the Eagles and the Giants, and I'm pretty sure Jerry Jones doesn't like that. And I'm just wondering, like, why is it that Garrett's still around? I know why he's around, because he's a puppet. But man, that coaching job in the summer is going to be interesting to see what happens with it. Because I don't see anybody like Lincoln Riley or Urban Meyer, because those are the names that I've heard, like, or I've read that are going to Dallas. And I'm just like, why would you want to coach in that for that team?
Yeah,
sorry.
I don't know. Take a special kind of person to do that. Let's get through the rest of these games first. Yeah.
Raiders, Broncos.
Raiders.
Yeah.
For the scenario.
Titans, Texans. I'm going to take the Texans in
this. I think the Texans win too.
Texans are... What's the line on this one? Why can't I find it? Texans are... Or the Titans are 3.5-point favorites on the road in this one, so... Yeah. Colts, Jags. I'll take the Jags in this one.
What does the scenario require? I'm picking the Colts because they need to win.
Why do you want to see the Raiders in the playoffs?
I because this 10-step scenario working and the Raiders getting in via tiebreaker, okay. It's just too good.
It's not it's more for parlay purposes. Not really gambling. Almost, yeah. I'm just saying like it's just the perfect storm occurring. I could see.
This one of those parlays you bet like 50 cents on and you can win like 50 grand. Come on, Georgia, yeah. Make sportsbook gambling legal so I can waste 50 cents on
dude,
every parlay
I'm saying,
possible.
Bro. I just want sportsbook gambling. I just want to be able to look at a sportsbook. I always look at like the DraftKings one or the FanDuel one. I'm like, ugh, this could be me. I could be out here putting money on the under in the Hawaii BYU bowl game.
Yeah, you never be against Hawaii when they're playing on the island, man. Wise words of a big cat.
Let's see. Yeah, I mean, you know, nothing like experiencing your first. I feel like my first bad beat is gonna come for me when I'm gonna bet against like the Dolphins, and then they're gonna be like, yeah, fuck you.
Yeah. I don't know. Parlays just seem like so much fun. You just find like five lines that you think are bad and you can bet them all combined and put $5 on it. And, like, if I lose, oh well, I lose $5. I win,
well,
I get like
I think
10
there's
grand.
Like a certain spot where like they'll let you take the money if you don't want to risk it all. I'm pretty sure.
Well,
right?
It's
like,
sometimes the sportsbook will offer you a hedge. Say you bet 8 lines and you've gotten the first 7 right. But you put a small amount on it, like $10, and the payout would be like 60 grand. The sportsbook will almost always offer you a hedge. Like, you can take this like 30 grand and we can just throw the parlay out because they're afraid of you
at that point, do you take it? What would you do in that scenario? Do you take it?
Always hedge your bets. Always hedge your bets.
You can regret, but you're 30. You're like, sorry, you're $29,999.50 richer now.
I've always gone off the thing like I'd rather take $1 million than take a chance at getting $10 million or walk away with nothing. Give me the guaranteed money. I'll get out of here. 10 into $30,000. Fuck yes, I'll take that.
Let's see.
That's just my opinion on sportsbook gambling. And Georgia, please, God, make it legal. I'm going to be able to stroll on down to Taco Mac, throw down some money.
Let me get a six-pack, and let me take the under on the Hawks versus the Hornets.
Yeah. What lines are looking good today? Ooh. Oh, I see the Hawks are favored by 12. Ooh, I don't like that one. Give me a 10, yeah, 10 on the Hawks. Throw the Mavericks and the Heat in that, too.
Sir, bring me your finest cricket lines.
Hey, turn on the EFL League 3 game. I got money on Doncaster.
You remember when Portnoy got mad, and this is Dave Portnoy, from like the guy from Barstool. I forgot. What is he?
CEO.
Okay.
Yeah.
Remember when he got mad at the Red Zone people for not showing the Bengals game? And it's like, bro, that's on you for expecting. If I ever see the Bengals game, I better see them at the 1 yard line. I'm not interested at all at a Bengals game.
Yeah.
But let's keep going. All right, Cardinals Rams.
Give me the Rams.
Rams are 7.5-point favorites. Yeah, I think that they destroy the Cardinals. Let's see. Eagles Giants. Although
Eagles,
because McVay likes to rest his players a little too much. Eagles.
Yeah.
All right. So two really big games in a way. Steelers Ravens, 4:25 CBS. I think this is the Romo. This should be.
It should be the Romo game.
But the Ravens are resting their starters. Lamar, Mark Ingram, among the names. I forgot everybody else, but I know that those two are for sure being rested. The big question is, will the Steelers win this?
I do not believe they will.
You don't? You believe that RG3 will go out there and play like he used
strut
to?
His 2013 stuff.
I'm curious as to what's going to happen. You know what? I'm going to take the Steelers in this one. I'm interested in seeing what happens. The Steelers is 2.5-point for the Steelers.
I think the Steelers are going to win, but of course I have to take the scenario. Yeah. I have to take the Ravens for the scenario.
So, assuming the Steelers win, they're the 6th seed. They're the 6th seed. The way I have it set up, and with everything that's gone on, Kansas City and Houston would still be spot at the stay the same at 3rd and 4th seed. So,
respectively.
Assuming my matchups go through. Now, of course, we have the last game, Sunday Night Football. Seattle hosts the San Francisco 49ers. Niners are 3-point favorites on the road. The Seahawks won the first one in a thriller, an overtime thriller, if you want to call it that. 27-24 on a game-winning field goal after the 49ers, I think, missed one earlier. Yep. So, it'll be interesting. So, here's the big story for me, right? Chris Carson was playing. He's been a phenomenal player all year long. He's out for the season. I want to say CJ Procise also got hurt.
CJ Procise is also done for the year.
So, you bring in.
I think Rashad Penny is also done for the year.
He is. Rashad Penny is. So, the Seahawks have no running backs. At least that's what we thought.
Here he comes.
Call up Marshawn Lynch. Mm-mm. Beast mode himself. And Marshawn Lynch will be suiting up for the Seattle Seahawks Sunday
the fuck
night.
Year is it?
The division on the line. The one seed on the line. Potential one seed on the line. So, it's crazy, man. I said that it was appropriate that the, or I remember saying like, or that the, it's appropriate that the last game of the year is probably the biggest rivalry of the decade. I mean, let's not forget, it wasn't like, what? It was like in 2013 or 2014 that we got – 2013, I think, was when we got the Michael Crabtree is a bum thing.
Yeah.
So
he's I mean, sorry.
Yeah, and Richard Sherman is now on the 49ers. So that's a funny thing. But, yeah, this is going to be – I think this is going to be a great game. Where do you have it going? It's going to be on Fox and NBC.
I think the Seahawks are going to win, but I also need them to win so the Packers can get the one seed. But I even if you take the Packers bias out of it, I do think the Seahawks win just because of Russell Wilson. I saw some schlub on Twitter say Russell Wilson shouldn't be in MVP consideration, and it made me turn off Twitter for about an hour.
He should be. He struggled down the stretch, but
which I think the way they had it set up, it was Lamar Jackson at one, Michael Thomas at two, McCaffrey at three, Jimmy G at four. I forget who was at five, and it kind of made me laugh and then log off.
But yeah, I don't know. I mean, the way the last game started off was that the 49ers, I mean, they struggled in the beginning, and then they, you know, they made a comeback. So,
to me, it's more of an experience thing. Like, we know Russell Wilson's been here, and he's done this before. Jimmy G's never been in this situation before.
Yeah, this is a very, very big game, and I think that Seattle, you know, they want home field. That's playing in Seattle isn't as bad as it used to be.
It's not, but I mean, it's
still pretty bad, man.
Yeah,
it's
still one of the best home fields in the league. Yeah.
So I think Seattle wins this one.
Same.
But it's going to be a great game to watch. Now, our final score predictors is Steelers-Ravens. I'm going to take the Steelers winning this 24, Ravens 20. So you wanted to tell the listeners a sad story.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to pick Ravens 13, Steelers 12. A good old,
a spicy one. That's a spicy one.
Yeah,
that's a good old spicy one. So with a Seattle win, wow. Okay, I just realized something, or something just happened. If the what? Seahawks win and the Saints win, the first round is the first round bye goes to New Orleans.
Wait, if the Saints and Seahawks both win,
yeah,
and the Seahawks are 3, I assume.
Yeah.
Oh, so they cannot get home field. Interesting. You get what I mean. They can't get a bye.
They could. They just need.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so yeah. They need Green Bay to lose, or they probably need it. Yeah, they probably need
Green Bay losing would be the easiest route for them.
Or the Saints losing. No, even if the Saints lost, they. I forgot that the Saints beat them. They beat them earlier in the year. Yeah. So. Ooh, that's interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought, yeah, I was with you on that. Now that Saints 49ers game comes into play from earlier. But yeah.
Huh. That's an interesting scenario, dude. These NFC playoffs are really high quality.
So with my picks, the playoffs would go like this. First seed, Baltimore. Second seed, New England. Steelers travel to Kansas City and play the Chiefs. And then Buffalo travels to Houston to play the Texans. Then the NFC would be Green Bay and New Orleans. And then Seattle would host Minnesota. And Philly would host San Francisco. That game would be interesting. The Chip Kelly Bowl.
Yeah.
That game would be interesting. Imagine if Philadelphia pulled that off. For some reason, Doug Peterson has pulled off some magic in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good coach.
Yeah, these last 2 years, I mean, they beat the Bears, and they had no business almost losing to the Saints by, what was it, like a 3-point loss, if I remember correctly? It was a really close game when they played last year. So, yeah.
I'm interested. I do have a story to tell our fantasy football listeners here. Because you mentioned bad beats earlier in the episode. Are we good? Is this the only thing left we have to
You're good, yeah. We're all done.
My starting lineup my work. Perfect. This is for my work league at my job. Winner gets 500. The loser gets lowly $50.
Oh, okay. I now see why you were as mad as you ended up being.
I said some very hateful things in several group chats. My starting lineup going into this game was Jameis Winston, Devontae Adams, Robert Woods, Melvin Gordon III, Mark Andrews, Cortland Sutton, DeAndre Washington, Chase McLaughlin, and the New England defense. That's a really good lineup because this is a 16-team full PPR with an asterisk. I say asterisk because let me notify you of some of these ridiculous scoring settings. For instance, points per completion awarded to quarterbacks exists. You get 0.25 for completion and minus 0.5 for an incompletion.
What? Why?
I don't know. Don't ask me.
Wait, repeat the. How much for completion again?
0.25.
Ugh.
And an incompletion is 0.5.
So you're telling me Tom Brady must be the GOAT in this league because of all of the checkdowns. Dude,
Derek Rader or Derek Carr? Oof. Interceptions are minus 3. Pick sixes are minus 6.
Oh.
So that's where Jameis really got me.
Jameis had 2. 1. My bad.
He had 1 pick 6 and 3
one of them was
picks.
I forgot that one of them was called back.
Now here's another interesting one. Passing yards. It's not 1 point per 25. It's 1 point per 20. And then you get bonus points once you hit 400 total yards. 4 bonus points, which, again, that's the reason Jameis Winston was so good. 6 points per touchdown to everybody, including quarterbacks. That's an interesting one. Fumbles were minus 2, but interceptions are minus 3. I don't get that. You lose points even if you recover the fumble, too. So, some other stuff. Oh, all plays over 40 yards, be it a quarterback, a running back, a receiver, a tight end, all plays over 40 yards are given plus 4 bonus points. Why? Don't ask me. I don't know why. Which makes things like my opponent having A.J. Brown and him only getting 1 catch the whole game. That's really good. But he had a rush for 49 yards and a touchdown. That rush for 49 yards and a touchdown gave him 16 points. Because it was 49 yards. So, he ran 9 yards and got 4 fantasy points. And that touchdown was worth 8. Because scoring plays also get plus 2 points if the play came from over 40 yards.
Oh my gosh.
An 8-point touchdown. Why?
What are all these stat boosts, man?
I do not know.
I would never want that. Point PPR, I mean, like, I played half point. I hated it. If we're being honest, standard's the way to go because it's truly, like, point. It's truly earned. Like, or if you want to do even, say, first points per first down. But standard is the way to go. I hate standard.
I hate standard. Terrible.
I like PPR because I just think that all the BS points are fun. Like, but I would never include it. I would never want a league with any of these dumb bonuses. I think the only bonus we have in ours was 5 points for to keep your team if the defense is under 100 yards, which literally is a fine stat boost because it doesn't happen. So
it sure it does not happen. Another thing that I dislike, I'll get into the defensive scoring in a minute. Field goals. All field goals are worth 4.
Okay, that's interesting.
Regardless of distance.
Oh,
Why? I do not know. And this is I don't know if you know this, Johan. None of us knew about these rule changes going into this year. I did not know these rules existed going into the draft. Only after the draft, when somebody commented in our group chat, said, "What's up with these scoring settings?" I'm like, "What do you mean? You never played PPR before?" And I go and look, and I see all of this. I'm like, "Hang on a minute. Is that why the commissioner at pick number 2 picked Patrick Mahomes?" Because he knew about all these ridiculous bonus points for long plays.
And 6 points for touchdown.
Yeah.
Because if we keep it a buck, right? Like, the only reason, like, for example, man, Tyrod Taylor used to be, like, a guaranteed 16 points because he had the rushing plays.
Yeah. So. Let me get – I don't think there's any more stupid, egregious stuff on here.
You forgot defensive scoring.
Yeah, I'm before I get to that. Yeah, defensive scoring. So, oh, extra points or 2 points. Why? Don't ask me. So, defensive scoring. Sacks are worth 2. All right, good. If the sack results in a loss of more than 10 yards, it's a 4-point sack.
Wouldn't do it.
Why? Safeties are worth 4. Interceptions are worth 3. Forcing a fumble is worth 2. Recovering the fumble is worth another 2. So interceptions are 3. Fumble recoveries are 4. Why are they different? Why are they not both worth 4 or both worth 2?
Well, maybe your commissioner just wanted a high scoring league. He saw everybody else get high points, and then
you know. I mean, I dropped 270 on him. I think. I already said safeties were 4. Blocked kicks are worth 3. Blocked punts are also worth 3. Good. All defensive touchdowns were 6. That's good. Allowing 0 points, a shutout for defense. There's no yardage. Deductions in this. The yardage you give up does not matter in this league for defense. Very important. Remember that. If you have a shutout, because the base defensive scoring starts you at 24, this is why the New England Patriots defense was so elite, is 0. 0 points allowed, you start at 24. You give up between 1 and 6, that drops to 12. That's a steep drop-off, but I'm fine with that. You allow between 7 and 13, you get 6. Between 14 and 20, 3. Between 21 and 27, 0. Between 28 and 34, 0. Between 35 or more, 0. Defenses cannot go negative in this league, which, if you have such a problem with defenses going negative, meaning you can't stream a defense and you're dumber than a bag of rocks and you're a shitty fantasy player and you can't stream a good defense, just remove defenses. Totally. If there's no risk of playing a position, you should just remove the position. Quarterbacks can bust. Receivers can bust. Running backs can bust. Tight ends.
Darnold had a negative game this year.
There's a decent amount
of players. Keep in mind, quarterback's the easiest position to get points in.
If you are so afraid of a position busting that you change the scoring to make sure they physically cannot bust, remove the position. I would have rather played without defenses this year in this league. And so you remember, defenses cannot go negative in this league. My opponent, the 6th seed. I don't know how this guy was the 6th seed. His team was great. Matt Ryan, A.J. Brown, Breshad Perriman, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Miles Sanders, Matt Boone, Josh Lambeau, and the Washington Redskins defense and special teams. He benched the Rams defense. They got 16 points in this league. The Washington Redskins defense got him 2 points because they got a sack. They got 1 sack and they gave him 2 points. In a normal, totally based PPR league, which is what we played last year, the default settings for PPR, they would have had -8. They would have had -8, which you can see. Okay, so that's not that much. A.J. Brown got 4 bonus points for running 9 yards. He got 4 extra points for running 9 yards because of these dumb 40-yard bonuses. I believe George Kittle also got some because George Kittle put up 20 points. Christian McCaffrey put up 35. All of these little extra points like shouldn't matter in the end, even though I have lost both Chris Godwin and Mike Evans in this league. I lost both Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. My team, and this is a 16-man PPR, my team is so good. I had Courtland Sutton chilling on the bench. I had Robert Woods sitting on the bench.
And would you have won if Robert Woods played?
What do you mean, Robert? He did play, and I played him.
Oh, I thought you said he got him on your bench.
I used to because I had Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. I had 1 loss going into the championship. I put up 158.45 points. I lost. My opponent, he put up 158.55 points. I lost by 0.1. I lost by a decimal point.
Okay. I think you're tilting off losing by a decimal point. The defensive scoring thing is dumb, but
if this whole league was conducted in a regular PPR, I win this championship by over 20 points.
Yeah, your commissioner's an asshole.
Okay, fine. Give A.J. Brown his 4 bonus points. Whatever. You give George Kittle and McCaffrey their extra points. The Washington Redskins defense was able to go positive. They should have had -8. They got +2.
That's a 10-point swing.
It's an instant 10-point swing. I lost by 0.1.
See,
from $500 I get my buy-in back. I've left this league. I have left the chat. I'm not playing in this fantasy league anymore because they unanimously elected to keep him as commissioner.
So was this after the championship?
This was like 2 seconds after when I was all caps yelling about how big of a dipshit. I think my exact message is. It's going to take a while because I... Michael, you're an absolute dipshit. How moronic are these rules? You don't know how to play fantasy football. You suck. You're 50 years old working at Lowe's. Laugh my ass off.
Wow.
Ha 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 ha. I talk so much shit in this league because I'm so much better of a fantasy football player than all these people are. And I told them all I was going to win this league with ease because I won last year going undefeated with ease.
And do you still talk to the guy who beat you?
No.
Oh.
I didn't even tell him good game because I deserve to win. I've already said when I get handed that $50 of prize money, I'm giving it to whoever, another coworker. I'm not taking this prize money.
Oh, give it to me. I'll take it.
You don't work at Lowe's with me. Let's see what else got said. Stop whining. You won a game because – and I did win a game this year because I got 71 points from the New England Patriots defense. That is a load of bullshit. No defense should ever be capable of putting up 71 points in a fantasy football league. I deserve to lose that game. Which, I mean, that's fine by me. But losing a championship game by 0.1 – By a yard.
I lost. But see, that's why yard. I think you're tilting.
I deserve to win, do I not?
No, you do, because defensive scoring is iffy in general. Because you know you get your team. Like, I think the Texans defense only ended up with like 10 points or something like that, and they had a pick six, like three other picks.
You can think what you want. I deserve to win this. I deserve the winning money. Because by anything else, the only thing that kept me from winning was because they implemented these god-awful rules.
Nick, I think we've annoyed, I think we've annoyed the listeners with this. Not annoyed. I think we've done enough.
Real fantasy players know what I'm talking about.
I told you I thought of some BS rules because I... You know, as a former commissioner and commissioner of another league, you know, I know what rules make sense and what don't. That's tough, man. I don't think I've been a part of a stat correction. I've won a league off a stat correction, two leagues technically. So I don't know if that's as frustrating, but losing by 0.1 and. See, I think you're nitpicking on the rules a little, but I do see the issue with the Redskins. Like you said that the AJ Brown one, all the other ones you understand, but yeah, I get it. If your defense gives up a shit ton of points like that, unless they didn't even get a pick six.
No.
I think. You said they just got like a single sack?
Yep, one sack.
Yeah, I can see the issue there.
One sack. They gave it. Just another preface. The Washington defense gave up almost 600 yards of offense and 41 points. 600 yards of offense and 41 points.
Danny Dimes, the GOAT. All right, well, guys, that's...
I'm still tilted.
Yeah. That's been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast, guys. We hope you continue having a happy holidays. Hope y'all had a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa. I don't know.
Hanukkah to all my Jews out there.
But yeah, I hope y'all continue enjoying the holidays. New Year is coming, and I think this is going to be the last episode of the year. So thank you to everybody who's been listening with us or to us for the past year. It's been an honor, doing this podcast for y'all. So we, you know, thank you for all those who've been listening, and we hope to continue to provide some horrible sports takes. And bad beats and all those things. But thank you guys for listening. It's been another episode of the Fifth Quarter Podcast. And we'll see y'all next week. So, goodbye.